said in the Mishnah, Shalapasu Oimer Hamoitzi. Tana Rabbana. So we have here a machloikis, Mahu Oimer. Hamoitzi Lechem in Horis. Do you say Hamoitzi with a hey? Rav Nechemya Oimer, Moitzi Lechem in Horis. Rav Nechemya says, you say without a hey. Omarove b'moitzi kuli alma loy pligi di apik mashme. Moitzi is zicher a loshen ovar. It means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in a loshen ovar is very good by this bruch. Let us see what Rashi says. The apik mashme shehoitzi kvar. Moitzi lechem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had taken out lechem. Vaho vadai brocha agune. This is a very good bruch. The l'sha'ovar ba'inon, by broche, we have to give a hoidah, a thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom, what he had already done. Shrei kvar hoitzi ha'lechem hazem min ha'oret, shubo lehones emenu. The Rabbeinu Shalom already, this lechem that he has in front of him, the Rabbeinu Shalom was moitzi min ha'oret. So moitzi is zicha good, because moitzi is a l'sha'ovar. How do we know that Moitzi is a Loshen Ovar? Tersiv Keil Moitziyam Mimitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom had taken them out, that it says in Parshas Bolok, that Keil Moitziyam Mimitzrayim. So then they related that the Eibishter had taken them out from Mitzrayim. That's what Bilam said. Keil Moitziyam Mimitzrayim. So we see that Moitzi is a Loshen Ovar. Ki Pligi Beha Moitzi. Is one permitted to say Hamoitzi also? Rabbonon Sovri Hamoitzi is also the Apik Mashme. Hamoitzi also means a Loshen Ovar that he had taken out. Dersiv Hamoitzi Lechomayim Mitzurach Alomish. So there we're speaking about the Rabbeinu Shalom who had taken out Mayim Mitzurach Alomish, who had previously taken out Mayim. So we see Hamoitzi is a Loshen Ovar also. That is the svara of the Chachamim. Rav Nechemya Sovar, Rav Nechemya holds, Hamoitzi de Mapik Mashme. Hamoitzi means a Loshen Osid that will take out. Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Vidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, you will then know, Hamoitzi Eschem, that I will take you out mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu told this to Klal Yisrael when they were still in Mitzrayim, you will know that I will be taking you out from Mitzrayim. So see, Hamoitzi is a Loshen Osid. That is the svore of Rav Nechemya. The Rabbono, what did the Rabbono do with this Pasuk? Ahu hachi kama lukut shabarichu liYisrael. The Rabbeinu Shleilam told Klal Yisrael as follows: Kad mefikne luchu, when I will have already taken you out, avidne luchu milse, you will know then ki heichi di isud. I will do something that you will be aware da anohu da afekis yaschay mimitzrayim. That means you will then know that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. So therefore the Chachamim say that this Pasuk is also a Loshen Ovar. It is not speaking about the time when it was said, when Moshe Rabbeinu told us to Klal Yisrael, because then they were still in Mitzrayim. It means when you go out, you'll know that Kini Hashem Elokeichem Hamoitzi, that I was the one that took you out. So it comes out in this pasuk, it's also a Loshen Ovar. Let us see Rashi. Dechsiv keil moitziyam mimitzrayim, ushenemro parshes bilom kvar yotzu. So we see moitzi is a Loshen Ovar. Ha moitzi lecho mayim, ukvar hoitzi. So there the Rabbonim brought a raya also that ha moitzi is a Loshen Ovar. Rab Nechemya Sovar, Rab Nechemya holds, the mapik mashma, Rav Nechemya holds that he will take out. Sha'osid lohoitzi, d'chsiv ha'moitzi eschem. Uch'shenem ha'posik zeh le'moyshe, adayin lo yotzo. When this pasuk was told in Mitzrayim, they had not gone out of Mitzrayim yet. So that's the time Shamoitzi Yisrael. You'll know that he's the one that will be taking you out. So Rashi had a kasha, if a Hamoitzi is a loshin osid, so what is pshat v'hamoitzi l'chomayim? The Rabbonim would arrive from this pasuk that Hamoitzi is a loshin oval. So Rashi says, adayin hayomoitzi kol yemei hayoysam b'midbar. Hamoitzi l'chomayim is also a loshin osid that will be taking out water for you. Because this was Naik called all the Yomim that they were in the Midbar. The Chidushe Agro asks Akasha on this Rashi. It seems from Rashi as follows, that according to Rab Nechemye, that Hamoitzi is a Loshin Osit, so wherever it says Hamoitzi has to be a Loshin Osit. So the goyin asks in Parshas Emor, it says loisachalu Hashem kotshi v'nichdashti b'sheich v'naison yisham alaykeichem ha-moitzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyos lochem le'lekim. So there we see ha-moitzi yizicha aloshin oval that had taken you out. So what will Rashi do with this posik? So the goyin wants to say that the Rab Nechemya that says Hamoitzi it's a loshen osid does not mean that all the time it's a loshen osid. It can also mean a loshen osid. He found one place that it's a loshen osid. V'idatun k'nir shem olakeichem Hamoitzi yeschem. So since it is not a loshen bol, it could mean a loshen osid also. Therefore, Rab Nechemya says that one should say moitzi, which is always a loshen ova. So therefore, Rashi's kasha. From Hamoitzi L'chomoyim is not Shver. There could be it's a Loshen Oval. But Rab Nechemya just said, but the word Hamoitzi is flexible, therefore it should not be used by the Broche. We need a Loshen which is always a Loshen Oval. Mishtabchim lei Rabbonon l'Rab Zeire es bar Rab Zvid achue de Rab Shimon bar Rab Zvid de Odom Godolu uboki bebroches. The Rabbonim were praising to Rab Zeire, the son of Rab Zvid, that he is an Odom Godol and he's Boki Bebrochis. Omar Lehem, so he told them, L'chsheyovi liyatrem, if he'll ever come to you, heviyu liyodi, bring him to me. To meet a person who's Boki in Hilchas Brochis, that's someone to meet. Zimna chode ikla legabe, so once he came to him, no, so you have a person that's Boki Bebroches, Afikel Erifte, so he took out some bread and he wanted to see what broche this Boki is going to make. Posach v'omar moitzi. So he said, moitzi lechem in horez. Omar, so Rab Zeira was very disappointed. Zehu sha'imrim olav d'odom godol, this is called the odom godol, u Boki Bebroches. Where do you see a godless over here? Bishloi me yoma hamoitzi, if he would have said hamoitzi. So then, ashmi inon taimo. So by saying this extra hey, he's telling us pshatin the posik that hamoitzi yeschem itachas iblis mitzchaim is also a loshen ovam. Vashmi inon dehilchis de karabonon. So then he's saying a chiddish. He's telling me something. Ela de Omar Moitzi Maika Mashma. What is he telling us? Something that everyone knows that it's good. Moitzi is a Loshen Ovah. Maika Mashma. So therefore he was very disappointed. The Iyu de Ovat Lafuki Navshei Miplukte. The reason that he did it, he didn't want to go into a Machloikis. That's the Chiddush. One should avoid Machloikis. If this is a Dover Muskim, one should say moitzi. V'hilchise, the Gemara paskins hamoitzi lechem in the oretz. The kaimolon kerabonon the omar the apik mashme that the mashmois of hamoitzi is also a loshen ova. Rashi dafekis yaschen shanihu shehoitzeisi eschem. I was the one that took you out. Ashmin and Taima, if he would have said Hamoitzi, so he's telling us Peirusha Dikros, he's telling us Pshat and Posik. Kamoishi Pirashnu Vulamadnu Peirusha, that they're telling me that's a Loshen Ova. Vashmin and Alochi Kerabonon, Damoitzi Diafiku, Damoitzi is a Loshen Ova. But now he says, Maitzi lechem in oretz, maika mashmalon, hakel maidin bezu. Everyone is maidin that this is good. So therefore, he's not telling us any chiddush. Vehilcheses a taisves hamaitzi. So the halach is one should say hamaitzi. So taisves says, so taisves had a kash. What do you mean one should say hamaitzi? If maitzi is also good, so why do you say vehilcheses hamaitzi? One should say hamaitzi. If best not even say vilchus, you can say whatever you want, but don't say vilchus ahamoitzi. That's Taisvus Kasha. V'af al pi de b'moitzi kula almeloi pligi di apik mashme. So why should one say hamoitzi? The Yerushalmi meforish taime. The Yerushalmi says the reason is as follows: kidei sheloi la'ariv ha'oisiyes kigoin ha'oilam moitzi. That means if you would say moitzi, so then you have a problem. The end of mem of ha'olam and the mem of moitzi could slur together. You say ha'olam moitzi. So therefore, so in order to avoid this problem, and in the oifen, and to assure that the bracha is said distinctly, so therefore the Gemara says v'hilchis ha'moitzi. Therefore, one should say hamoitzi. That means as follows: according to Rab Nehemiah, you can't help the situation. Hamoitzi is an incorrect loshen because it's a loshen osid. So you have to live with it. So you have to say belach ha'ilam moitzi, and you have to be careful to make sure to that there are two memim. There's an end mem and an ascholas mem. And others want to say that was Betzim the Chiddush of the son of Rav Zvid. He held it's kedai to do something which is good according to everyone, even though it means you have to be careful with the two memim. He held that's what one should do. That was the Chiddush. About al kolponim, but the Gemara Paskins know that since lahaloche hamoitzi is good, so one should say hamoitzi, to avoid the problem of slurring the two mems. So Taisa says, if that is a problem, so we have the same problem by the Vaitan de Nusach, Lechem min ha'oretz. So if you want to avoid this problem, Lechem min, you also have the same problem, Nami Ike Eiruf. There's also the two memim could become mixed up and slurred one with the other. So Taisa says, Shani Hosom de Kroksi. There's a posik. The posik says lechem min. The posik says matzmiach chotzel abeima ve'eisev la'avodas ha'odom lohoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Lohoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. So the posik was masmech the two memim lohoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. So the pashtus taisvus means that if we have an opportunity to bring a lishne dikra in the nusach habroche, so that's the greatest preference. The lishne dikra in the broche, that's preferable. I, because of that, will have to be careful how to pronounce the madveya, so we'll have to be careful. But a lishne dikra has moire de kemailas. I thought perhaps we can say Efshar Ashtikel Lomdis also. Could be not only as the Maila of Lishne Dikro. There's a Moire Dike Meshe Chochma we once mentioned in the first Perek. Yaakov Avinu said, Asher Lokachti Mea Moiri Becharbi Ubekashti. That, and the Targum says, Betzlusi Ubeboosi. That Yaakov Avinu took this karke to his tefillah, betzloisi ubeboosi. So the Meshech Chochma explains there are two types of tefillahs. There's tefillahs which the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were mesakin. That tefillah is like a cherev. That means a cherev is a dangerous weapon mitzad atzma. It's very sharp. You don't have to put too much effort into it. It kills. A sharp sword kills without too much effort. Then there's a keshes, there's a arrow. The arrow, without force, without pressure, it won't kill. So the arrow, so that's speaking about a tefillah that a person is mechadish, that's bu'usi. So the Pasuk is telling us there are two types of tefillahs. The tefillahs are kvuos. It works by itself. You don't need too much kavanah. It works. The words are poyel. A person wants to be mechadish and new tefillah, there he is to put in a lot of koiches. Just like by a bow and arrow, the harder you pull back, the further the arrow will go. That's a bakosha that a person is mechadish himself. Therefore he says, the Gemara says, if a person learns Krishma Shalamit, it's like a cherev. Reimers kel begreine becherev pipi is beyond. He says, because Krishma Shalamit, a person usually is very tired. He doesn't have too much kavona then. But it's a cherev. The words work by themselves. So it could be, if we have a lishne dekra, the pronunciation is also not so wichtig. The pasuk speaks for itself already. We see by Krishma, there's a special drosha that the words should be said carefully. We learn out from a posik, devilimatem, limut tam. The words should be said carefully. But could be in Yisod, alishne dekra, the posik speaks for itself. So therefore, if it's alishne dekra, we might slur with the two memim, it's eichnish gefelach. Al-Kokponim, that's why we're not chayish for the smiches of the two memim, by Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz. Now Tosfos says, so since this Nusach is derived from a Posik, and in this Posik there are 10 words, so Tosfos says, Valkein Yesh Livtsoya Bishtei Yodov Be'eser Atzbois Neged Yuteivois Shebemikro Zeh, that this Posik that the matzmiyah chotzer labeima ve'esav lavoides adam lahoitzi lechem min haoretz. So when a person is boitzeya the lechem, he should hold the lechem with his two hands, which this includes 10 fingers, and the 10 fingers are merames keneged the 10 words of this posik. It could be that one needs the remez as follows, because usually when it comes to panose, a person usually thinks it's kaychi va'itzim yodi li'esachayil azah. He sits down to eat the bread that he worked for. So memele, he thinks that he supported himself with his own two hands. So therefore we look, there are 10 fingers here. You should know the 10 fingers are meramis. The source, what's the source is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hamatzmi echotz l'abayim, v'esam l'abayidus ha'odom. L'hoitzi lechem in oretz. The moitzi lechem in oretz is not you. Without the motor, your work was worthless. So the moitzi lechem, therefore, we take the hands and the fingers who did the physical work, and we have to remember that the mekor habroche is the Yud Tevis, is the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was the one that's the matzmiyah chotzer, and lahoitzi lechem min haoretz. That's the end of this sugya, and now we go to a next sugya. Va'al hayerokes. So the Mishnah says, there's a smiches of two haloches in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's just look 1 minute in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Daf lamed hei madalot. Al peiris ha'oretz hu oimer boirei priyo adoma. Am peiris ha'oretz, the broch is boirei priyo adoma. Chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas hu oimer ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Va'al ha'yirokeis hu oimer boirei priyo adoma. And yirokeis one says boirei priyo adoma. So the Tane was masmich the halacha of yirokeis to the halacha of pas. Pas, you say, Amoitzi lechem in haoretz, and Yerokis, you say, Beiri Pri Adom. So the Gemara says as follows, Kotoni Yerokis Dumye de Pas. We learned the halacha of Yerokis that was put next to the halacha of Pas. Ma Pas shenishtana al yedeihu, just like Pas, there was a physical change in the pas through fire. Fire created that it became a machal of pas. Af yirokis nami shenishtanu al yedei ha'u. So yirokis also, even though fire or cooking will bring about a shinui in the tam of the yirokis, a cooked yarek tastes different than a raw yarek, you'll also make the same bracha. That's the reason of the smiches of yarekes to pass. Amar avnoi mishmeida baye, zoi say meres. From this we can learn out, shleikais mevolchin aleihem bayre priyadoma. So then we're going to have a whole sugya about this inyan. If vegetables that were cooked, even though they do not have the same taste as a raw vegetable, you make a bracha bayre priyu adoma. Let's first be mevayer two nekudis. What is the chiddush of Abaye? Shleikis one makes a bayre priyu adoma. The Divrei David explains as follows. Bayrei pri ha'adomo, we're giving a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he created the pri ha'adomo. Now, the pri ha'adomo in the form that it grew, that means the pri ha'adomo does not taste like this. The pri ha'adomo, when it grew from the ground, has a different taste. This taste that exists in the peri now is man-made. This is not the pri, not only it's man-made, this is not the pri or adoma. This is different than the pri that grew from the adoma. This is different from that pri. So there's a big pilpul in the Gemara, is one permitted to make a pri or adoma on something that does not taste like the pri adoma? If the bishul was mishane at the time, and we're going to have a whole sugya, could be this is not a pri adoma, this is something else. So Abaye said no, that even though the time is different, but since the tzure is the same, well, who has to look into the time? It looks the same, it's called a pri adoma. That was the chiddush of Abaye, and I don't reckon with the shinui hatam. Now, before we'll see Tosfos has a different mahalach in how we darshan the smiches, because Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos has a problem that Yerokes, we say you make a boire pri adome according to Rav Noi, even though it tastes worse. Lechem, you make a broche because it tastes better. And the Gemara is medame. These two cases, there's no similarity between these two cases. Yerokes that shenishtanu legreyusa yedei ha'er, that's not similar to pas. Taisis has a problem. We'll see Taisis soon. Al koponim, with lulei divrei ha'taisis, there's a mahalach in the Pnei Yeshua and the Merei Meisode that want to say pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Gemara said, Al peires ha'oretz hu oimer boire priyo adome chutz min ha'pas. So from the rehites loshen ha'mishne, it would seem that pas is also peires ha'oretz. It says all peires ha'oretz you make a boire priyo adome besides pas. So from the mishne it seems that even though pas is also peires ha'oretz, but pas, you do not make the broche that you make on peiros ha'aretz, you make a different broche. So if we see from the Mishnah that pas is called peiros ha'aretz, this peiri didn't grow on ha'aretz. A peiri that he changed the texture and the taste of the peiri, this is not considered peiros ha'aretz. And from the Mishnah would seem not like that. From the Mishnah would seem it's considered peiros ha'aretz even though nishtana yedeho. So Yerokes is also considered peiros ha'aretz even though it's nishtana al yedeho. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn pshat in the, that was the drosha of that the Gemara made. Ma pasha nishtana yedeho af Yerokes, just like pas is called peiros ha'aretz, so Yerokes are also called peiros ha'aretz, even though they're nishtana yedeho. Let us see Rashi. Af Yerokes shenishtanu v'afilu hochi b'milsayu kaime. They have the same halach as before. U'mevochin alayu boirei pri adoma. You make a boirei pri adoma. Shleikos kol yerek sholok. And it could mean that Rashi means to say any yerek, even though the bishul will be migareya at the time, it tastes worse, but it's still considered b'milsayu kaimi. This is considered, since it has the tzure, the toyar of a priyo adome, it doesn't matter that the taste is different, this is still considered the priyo adome, and the difference in taste does not make a shinoi in the broche that is made on this priyo adome. Let us see Taisus. Midiktoni yerokis dumye de pas. So Taisus says, like, have a yerokis dumye de pas. Really, we're not speaking about the same case. Shrei pas ishtani liiluyo. Pas became better through the oil. So it could be if it became better. So I say, since this is the tachlis of the peri, so that's why it's considered the peri also. The yesh yerokis she'ein mishtanis le'iluye. There are yerokis that don't become better, they become worse. So maybe there'd be a svara to say that these yerokis, since they became worse through the cooking process, so there'd be a svara to say that on these yerokis, you do not make the same broche. So how can you say yerokis dum yedepas? Ela klayma. The Mishnah means as follows. Ma pas ein bishul megareya sabroche af hayrokis nami bimosayu kaime vula megareya lohu abishul. So the pashtis pshat in Tosfos is as follows. Just like by pas. That means the Mishnah is just telling us that both cases are speaking about there was a hishtanus al yidei hor. And they both have the same halachas. Even though in Metzias, one hishtanus did not bring a griusa in the mean, and the other tzir, the ishtanis, did bring a griusa in the mean, this keitons nishton. Ma pasayim bishlo magereyes abroche, it doesn't make a ishtanis, afirokis also doesn't make a ishtanis. That's epis, the poshetip shat and toises. Perhaps we could... The lochayre, there is a... But perhaps we can learn a more, maybe lomdership shot in Taisvis. There's a very interesting diuk. The Mishnah says that al peiris ha'oretz one makes boire pri adome, chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas u'ayma ha'meitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Now, we learned in the sugya of daf lamed zayin amid beis, that pas, the translation of pas, the ekro pas lechem, besadu liprem, pas means a shtickel breit. Pas means it means a shtickel breit, but it also means a piece of bread that is the size of a kezayis. That's why we learn out that they made psisa in the menachais, the minimum size of the psisa had to be pitim. You had to make zaysim. Pasais oisa pitim. You have to make azayis. So, bekitzer, the word pas literally translated means a kezayis of bread. That's the literal translation. So now when one looks at the Mishnah is very, very modne. The Mishnah says, chutz min ha'pas, besides a kezayis of bread, shall ha'pas on a kezayis of bread hu oima ha'moitzi lecha min ha'oretz. On a kezayis of bread, one makes a moitzi. So l'cheira de shayla is, why do you have to speak about a kezayis? The halach is you make on a half a zayis also a moitzi. Why did the Mishnah speak about a kezayis? Im keinem anachno, that pas means kezayis, why did the Mishnah speak about kezayis? But in the sugya and lahaloche, the halacha is, if one cooks a kezayis of bread, so even though cooking is mafkiya the shame lechem, it is not considered bread anymore, but since it has a shir of pas, it has a shir of kezayis, one still makes a moitzi. That is brought down lahaloche, and that comes out from the sugya lamed zayin amid beis, that a kezayis of bread, even though it's cooked, one also makes a moitzi. So perhaps we could say that what the Mishnah spoke about a kezayis of bread, The Mishnah wants to include that even though this bread was cooked, but if it's still a kezayis, one makes a moitzi. That's why the Mishnah mentioned the kezayis. If the bread wasn't cooked, we don't need a kezayis. Now let us look in the Lashon of Tosfos and we'll see something very interesting. Kloima mahapas ein bishul migareya es habrocha. Who's speaking about bishul? We're speaking about, there's no bishul by pas, but im kainim anachnu, that the Mishnah said pas to tell us that it has the shame lechem even though it was cooked. So memeles or maha pas ein bishul migareya es habrocha, even though the bishul makes it ois pas. That is the smiches. The smiches is that bishul in both cases, we're not speaking about, we're not being medame, the afiyah of pas to the bishul of yerokis. Because if you medame them, they're two different things. The afiyah is leiluya, and this is legreyuse, they're not similar. But could be taisis means to be, tell us over here, that just like by pas, ein bishul migareya sabroche, the bishul of pas is not migareya the broche, afa yirokis nami bimusayu kaimu vule migareya lua bishul. Al koponim, this is what Rav Noi held. Dorash Rav Chizde mishum rabbeinu, umonai Rav. Rav Chizde said, a chidish, in the shame Rav, he said as follows, Shleikes mevorchin aleihem boire priyadome. Cooked vegetables, one makes a boire priyadome. And the pashtis is, as the Divrei Dovid explains, all cooked vegetables, it doesn't matter if the cooking makes the vegetables taste better, it makes the vegetables taste worse. All cooked vegetables, I don't look at the taste, I look at the form of the vegetable. If it still looks like a vegetable, you make a bayre priyadom. That was Rav's ashtik toire. Ve'rabbi seinu hayorde me'eretz Yisrael. But Rav Chizde said, on the Rebbes who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and who is he speaking about? Omonoi ula mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Omar.
He said, Sleikes mevolchen aleim shahakol miya bedvorei. Ula said the same Rabbi Yochanan, Punfakel, that if it doesn't taste like a priya adoma, you don't make a brocha priya adoma. You make a shahakel. So it would seem, without Rav Chizde's Ashtik Torah, that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. So Rav Chizde came and saved the day. He says, Va'ani Yoyme, he says, I'll tell you there's no machloikis. He made Sholem al Yisrael. If when it is raw, so the food tastes good in its raw state, and the cooking is migareya, the cooking makes it, it shouldn't taste as well as it tasted in its raw state, you make the hakel mi a bit vore. And that is what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about. The host that chilosei shahakol mi yebidvoroi. In Rav is speaking about a vegetable that in its raw state doesn't taste too good. That is not the derech achilosei. So in its raw state you make a shahakol mi yebidvoroi. Shokoi then, if you cook it, so then this is the iluye of the fruit or the vegetable. This is the shleimus of the vegetable. Shokoi beire priyadom. And now the Gemara is going to explain these two cases. This case, when you are speaking about, that you have a vegetable that is not edible, raw, and the cooking process makes it edible, so I have a lot of mishalim on this. Maskachas lo bikarbo, by cabbage, the silka and beets, and carrots, the squash. So memela, these three things, if a person will eat them raw, it'll make a shahakel. He cooks them, that is the shleimus of the peiri, that is the derech achilas ha-peiri, then he makes a beire priyadome. Elekos etchilos a beire priyadome. But what case are you speaking about? That the, in its raw state you make a beire priyadome. Shokai shahakel heichem askachas lo. What is the case that a person cooks a food that in its raw state you make a bayah priyadoma, and through cooking it becomes worse. The case is bitumi is garlic, the karsi is a type of a scallion leek, so these two, they taste much better in their raw state than in their cooked state. So therefore, in that case, you'll make a shahakal after it's cooked. So what did Rav Chisda do? Rav Chisda was Eise Shalom Bim Roimov. He said, there's no machlekes Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav is speaking about something that the bishul improved the machel, and Rav Yechanan is speaking about a case that the bishul was megareya the taste of the machel, so therefore you make a shahakal. That was Rav Chisda's Ashtik Teira. Dorash Rav Nachman Bishim Rabbeinu. Rav Nachman also said a drosha from his Rebbe. Umanai Shmuel Shleikes Mevolchin Aleihem Boire Pri Adom. Shleikes, you make a Boire Pri Adom. Cook vegetables, Shmuel said, that's mamish like Rav, you make a Boire Pri Adom. The Chavereinu Hayodim Yeretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman was bigger than Rav Chisda, so he called Ule, not Rabbi Sein, he called him a Chava. Havireinu hayyerda mi eretz Yisrael omoni ulam ismeid Rabbi Yechanan oma ashleikis mevolchin aleim shahakal niye bidvoi. So Rav Nachman learned it's a machloikis. Shmuel holds on all shleikis you make aboy pri adome. Rabbi Yechanan says on all shleikis you make a shahakal. Va'ani oimer, and what did Rav Nachman say? He said it's a machloikis, but this is really a machloikis tanoim. The machloikis nuya. This already, this style is a machloikis tanoim. This tanya, we learned in a baraisa as follows. The gabi the mitzvah of achilas matzah beleil pesach. So it says as follows. Yoitzim berokik hashori. One is yoitze with a matzah shruya. You baked it in water. It's your yoitze with it. Ubimevusho. Also, if you cook the matzah, you also yaitza with it. Shaloi nimuach, as long as the bishul did not make that the matzah should melt or the zonish again, so one is yaitza mitzvah achilas matzah. Divrei Rab Meir, Rabbi Yaitza Yaimer, yaitzim berokei kashori, avoloi b'mevushul. But if he cooks the matzah, he's not yaitza. Afalpi shaloi nimuach. Let us see Rashi. Let us see all the Rashi's. Dorish Rav Chizdekach, Mishim Rabbeinu Rav. Shleikeis oimer boire pri adome, ve'abeisenu umaninu ulo omer Rav Yechne shahako, arei adove b'machloikis. It would seem there's a machloikis. Vani oimer, and Rav Chizde said, liyashev divreim, she'einam chalukim. There's no machloikis. Yes, mehem priyo adome. There are sometimes after the bishul you make a priyo adome. Yes, mehem shahakol. Kol yerek hanechol chai. Every yerek that is edible when it's raw. Shetchilos ebei the priyo adome. Sholkoi, if he cooked it, afkei mi milse ligreyuse. If it was edible raw, and by cooking it he made it worse. Mevorah shahakol. Ulekam en mukilo betumi vikarsi. This is by garlic. The cooking takes out the taste of the garlic. It doesn't taste as well. It's not as spicy anymore. V'chol yerek she'in darki l'chol chai, she'tchilosi mochli chai she'hakel u'mevorech. A yerek that is not edible, is not so edible to be eaten raw. Sholkei ve'hevi'oi l'derech achilosi, if the bishul brought about that one can, this is the derech achile, who eker priyoi, so this is the pri, this is how the pri should look, this is how the pri is eaten. Then umavorech boire pri adom. Doresh, that was Rav Chisda's drosh. Doresh Rav Nachman kach mishim Rabbeinu Shmuel. Shleikes umavorech boire pri adom. V'chavireinu Rav Nachman choshev. Rav Nachman was more choshev than Rav Chisda. V'leikori le'ula rabbeiseinu, he called them chavireinu. Omar shleikes ahakel. V'ani oimel. Shehem chalukim. I see the zich as a machloikis, but the machloikis is a machloikis tanoim beplukted Rav Meir v'Rav Yosi. V'divrei Shmuel v'divrei Rav Yochanan v'chol mine yerokis. Rav Nachman didn't want to make a difference between the types of yerokis that were cooked. They're speaking about all yerokis, saying the chalukim zeal zeh. It is a machlokes. Shmuel Kerameya, the Omar Mevushel Koi Bemilse, that Mevushel remains the Bishel, even though the Bishel is Mishana the Tam, it is still considered the same Machel as before. So Memele, just like before, was a Matzah, still a Matzah. So Meilohu Adin, if you have a Yerek, so it's still a Yerek, to make Boyer Priyadome. Rabbi Yochanan Koi Ke Rabbi Yosi, just like Rabbi Yosi says that it becomes Ois Lechem Al Yedei Bishul, so Huadin it becomes Ois Priyadom Al Yedei Bishul also. Yoitzim Beroki Kashori Bemayim Yedei Achilas Matzah Shomit, Kirina Bei Lechemayim, this is called Lechem. Avoloi Bemevushul, and Rabbi Yosi says not Bemevushul, the Sulav Lechem Ikri. So Rashi says that the process of bishul is mafkia the same lechem. Is mafkia the same lechem? Let us perhaps understand this. The pasuk says, the Gemara says in Psochim, ein lechem ela ofri betano. So the same lechem comes about through something that is baked. The bishul afterwards. So that's mafkia the same lechem. So this is cool. This is so it loses the maila of lechem. It loses the same lechem since it was cooked. So the sula of lechem ikri. So the maila who adin that the bishul mafkia the same priyadome. That was what Rav Nachman wanted to say. So the Gemara answers v'loihi. No, this machloikis is not the same, is no tushtel to what we're speaking about. It could be the kulal mishloikis mevolchen aleihem boirei priyadome. If we're speaking about the loch of boirei priyadome, so if it looks like a priyadome, that's also considered a priyadome, even though it doesn't taste like a priyadome. Priyadome is not considered priyadome because of its taste. You look at the look. If it looks like a priyadome, this is a priyadome. The taste is like mal of loymeir. I we have a machlokes. But can loykomer Rabbi Yosi Hosom el mishum de beinon tamate veleke, because we need tamate veleke. The bishul makes is no tamate. Avolocha afilu Rabbi Yosi Moide. So the Gemara means to say that davke by matzah the tam is of an essence, but by yerokes the tam is not of an essence. So it could be the lumbus of the Gemara as follows: because by matzah you need a shame lechem, it has to be called lechem. What makes it lechem? The afiyah gives it a shame lechem. So if the bishul is mafkia the afiyah, that means the bishul now and does what the afiyah accomplished. The afiyah made a certain type of a taste that's called baked bread, and now the bishul and does what the afiyah accomplished. So therefore the shame lechem it loses. There you need tam matzah. In order to have a shame lechem, it has to taste like a baked matzah. If it tastes like a cooked matzah, so it's not called lechem. Mashenkein in priyadomo, so the same priyadomo is not dependent on the taste. It's a priyadomo, however it tastes. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the pri was cooked or not cooked. You always make a priyadomo. The achreinim ask a kasha. The Gemara says you need tam matzah. Rabbeinim ask a kasha, it's brought down in Hilchos Pesach, bola matzah yoto. If a person swallows matzah, he doesn't chew it, he's yoto. Bola morer lo yoto, he's not yoto. Why? Tam morer boinon, tam matzah loibinon. You have to spear the tam of the morer. You have to chew it. You can't swallow it like a pill. You have to chew it. Tam morer binon, tam matzah loibinon. And here the Gemara says that you're not yaitza because Tamatze, the Be'ina and Tamatze, the Leket. So the Achrayim say, the Taz and the Mogen Avram, say that there are two different dinim. One is in the Chavtze, one is in the Gavre. The Chavtze in order to have a shame lechem as to have a Tamatze. But in the Kiyom HaMitzvah, he doesn't have to be Toyim the Matze. As long as the Chavtze has a Tamatze, that's called lechem. But in the Maisa HaMitzvah, he doesn't have to be Toyim the Matze. So Bekitzer, we have over here that the Gemara wants to say that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That what Rav Nachman said, that the machloikis of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is the same machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says it's two velten. Period. What does Rashi say? This is a pri adam, even though it tastes differently. The taste is not mishane the broche, because this is a pri adam. This pri grew from the ground. Now, Omar Rab Chiya Barabi. So till now we had heard Sai from Rab Chisda, Sai from Rab Nachman, that Rabbi Yochanan held Yemeira Shahakel. Rabbi Chisda wanted to say Rabbi Yochanan speaking about one case, Rabbi Nachman held Rabbi Yochanan speaking about all cases, and there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yochanan, he says there's no such member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Rabbi Yochanan said Shleikos Mevorchim Aleihem Beirei Pri Adome. There's no such Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held the same like Shmuel and Rav. Cook vegetables, you make Beirei Pri
Adome.
Yeah, but some Rabbi Yochanan Shleikos Mevorchim Aleihem Shahakol Miyabin Vorai and Shleikos you make a Shahakol. So Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yefesh was the one that said the same Rabbi Yochanan that you make a Shahakol. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Kova ulo l'shibeshtei k'Rab Binyamin Bar Yefes." That means ulo that said that Rabbi Yochanan held you make a shahakel. Where did he get this from? This really originates from Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. Now, Eret Eingich has it. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. Rabbi Binyamin Yefes said Rabbi Yochanan you make a shahakel. Here, Ula said Rabbi Yochanan held like that. But the source of Ula is not inherited directly from Rabbi Yochanan. No, the source is Rabbi Yochanan by Yochanan. Hey, Bo Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said, so the whole Shaila is now what Rabbi Yochanan held. And we hear in Yisoda Machloikis Rabbi Chiya Barav and Rabbi Yochanan by Yochanan. So Rabbi Zeira said, "V'chima inyan Rabbi Yomim bar Yefes eichel Rabbi Chiya bar Abba." Do you consider this a machloikis? These are two equal amiroim. Rabbi Yomim bar Yefes can compare to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So he says, "Look who they were: Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Dayik, V'gomar, Shmaiten, and Rabbi Yochanan." Rav Chiya bar Abba was a Moira Dikedaikin. When he learned, he made sure he heard every word clearly from Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, Loi Dayik. He wasn't such a Daikin. So me make, V'oi, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Kol Tlosin Yoinen. Every 30 days, Mahadol, Talmudei, Tamid, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi. The 31st day, whatever he had heard from Rabbi Yochanan in these 30 days, the 31st day he went over to Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe and Tzuldik. I want to make sure that I've hazard over all these memories from you. Do you hold like this? So this was how he assured that what he had learned in the 30 days with all his baikonis, it is popular what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes loy mahadol. So in Meile, is there a comparison? There's a machloikis. These are two equal chelkim. So this Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes compare. So in Meile, so it's not oil al adas. If Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said Rabbi Yechon knows to make a birth, you don't make, that's it. No one, Rabbi Yechon never said to make a shot. Oi, Barmin ben. Obarmin then, besides these two riots, that Binyamin bar Yefes which you can't compare him to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yehan often the Maisi, you see what Rabbi Yechanin held. Sahu to Moshe, there was a certain vegetable, the salty lay seva zinyan b'tzeir of Ochru, he had to cook it 7 times in order to make it edible. The Ochru lay b'kinuach tzidr, which was eating the kinuach tzidr, that the Bichas HaMoisi did not pass of this vegetable. The Sholoi le Rabbi Yechanin, and they asked Rabbi Yechanin, what bracha is made on this? Amalohu, mevorchen ilavei boire priyadomen. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that one does not make a sahako. One makes a boire priyadomen. From this Gemara we see that besides Rav Chisda, no one held there's a difference between if the bishul makes it better or makes it worse. Because what is the raya from this Gemara by a tumis? A tumis fakir, that's derech achilosei dekapa. Take if you make a boire priyadome. The Gemara besides Rav Chisda, this Gemara is not going according to Rav Chisda's dictator. This Gemara held that according to Rabbi Yom HaBayefes, whenever it's cooked, even if either the cooking perfected the machel or the cooking made it taste worse, according to Rabbi Yechanin, you always make a sahako. The Gemara is being in the rai, you can't say such a thing. Because you see, Rabbi Yechanin made a bayah pri adome on a tumis that was cooked 7 times. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman Kova Ulu Shabestek Rabbi Yom HaBayechanin. Ule, she Omar Nisim Rabbi Yechanin La'el. Sahako, Ule that said is the same Rabbi Yechanin, where did he get this from? Lomad v'kova shibushay t'rabi b'nyomin. Ase nisko b'liboy. That became fastened in his heart. Ase v'ayinu b'beis ha'med. It's the same Rabbi Yechanan. But this is not really Rabbi Yechanan. This is ein gechase from Rabbi Yechanan held. Toi bo Rabbi Zeire b'machloikis du. This machloikis between Rabbi Yom bar Yefes, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Shehuskiro b'beis ha'med. Ma inyin lahaskir divre Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes eifo divre Rabbi Chiya bar Abba b'machloikis beis ha'medrash. Kim adis tu ikul chelkim haray enei kedai lachlik olav. Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes is not kedai to be chelik on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. And then the Gemara brings another raya. Bar midei levad mistei raya salolu shamarti she'en Rabbi Yom bar Yefes klum eitzel Rabbi Chiya. It doesn't come to his toenails. Yes, lanu oid raya shlo yom Rabbi Yechanan mi yom of shleike shahatil omalei boire priyadome. He said one makes on a cooked tumis a boire priyadome al ma'af agav v'sholke koi b'nuse v'broche v'imen. Let us see taste. Mashachas lo v'tumi v'kalt. Rav Chisda said a dictator that what Rabbi Yochanan held, that one makes a shahakel, it's speaking about tumi v'kalti, that the bishul is migareya, the palm of the tumi v'kalti, it tastes worse. So therefore, on tumi v'kalti, when it's raw, you make a b'yeh priyadome, when you cook it, you make a shahakel. Because it does, the bishul was megarei at the time of the priest. In Tema, for taste, the lochere that must do, that the yire leinayim, the bishul must be chum. You'll have onions and garlic cooked in a, together with meat, and you'll eat them, they taste gevaldig. From a nail of a kelp, they taste much better than they tasted before. The Yisloimah for taste says, now that what they taste good, the Hainu Bishvil Abosa V'Hamelach Shabbatayim. Because you added meat to it. There's now a meaty taste in the Tumi V'Kalfi, so that makes the taste good. But, in theoretically, the Bishvil alone, that means there's two silos over here. There's the cooking process, and then you added through the cooking process another component that makes this taste good. So the cooking mitzad atzma is megareya. V'horaya, you'll take plain water, and you'll cook an onion in it, or you'll cook garlic in it, so it's forget, it loses its taste, it loses its spice. That's why it tastes good over here, not because the bishul is mashbiach the pri. No, through the bishul you added in another machel, and this machel is mashbiach the pri. So the shvach does not come through the bishul, but comes through the taste, the additive of the meat. We'll come, we'll still explain this, but let's first go further. The nirin advorim. The nirin advorim. Agavuche, the going says chat, or so Tosfos says over here, that if a person cooks tumi the tarsi with meat, so even though theoretically lemaisa tastes better, but lemaisa the bishul was megareya the time of the tumi the tarsi. The better is because of the meat additive, but lemaisa it doesn't taste so good. Why does a person, between you and me, so why does a person put in tumi the tarsi into the machel? He puts it in that the meat should taste better. So, but lemaisa, the bishul is taking out the taste of the tumi the tarsi and putting it in the meat. The tumi the tarsi really tastes worse besides the additive of the meat that goes into the tumi the tarsi. So the goyim wants to say pshat that the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, "Ki lo sei boire pri adoma sholkei shahakol heichem ashtachat lo." So the goyim learns pshat, the Gemara asks, so where will you find a mesuginer that will cook something to make it taste worse? That was the Gemara's question. That means, why should someone do such a thing? So the Gemara says, yeah, but tumi the kalsi, it's not a mesuginer. He's putting the tumi the kalsi for the meat. But even though the meat is becoming spicier because the tumi the kalsi was in the pot, but the tumi the kalsi lemaisa tastes not as well, not as spicy as they were before because of the bit. The nirin advorim. So now Tosfos puts down three categories. The kol dovo. This is according to the guidelines of Rav Chisda. The kol dovo. To kol kach toiv mevushel kemoi chai vechai kemoi mevushel. The bishul does not make it better, doesn't make it worse. To buy mini kidney yeast, let's say peas, the chen kapuchim and apples. Yes, lahem brocha rishayne, so they have the same brocha. The kol kach tovim rishayim kemoi chai, so they have the same brocha. This is the brocha that you make on a raw apple, you make on a cooked apple. And the times and the vorkim nami ala yayim of which will bayir to your gofim. Therefore, cooked wine, you also make a bayir to your gofim. The kol kach u toi vachar abishul kemoi koibim. It tastes just as well after the bishul as before. So therefore, if the bishul does not make it worse, the bracha remains. The tara, the silka, uchuv v'chiyotzibem, the toivim yoytem v'yisholim echayim, in the case that the bishul improves the taste of the machu, shenchayim evolchen aleim shahako, that's not the derech achile. It is not eaten raw, because it doesn't taste so good. Umu v'yisholim 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 Chayn Eishin Amoynius Vechavushim She'enem Ruim Lechlon Chayim Kamei Mevusholim. The certain types of chestnuts the Tchilem Avochen Aleim Shehakel Mevusholim Beirat Priyei Ach Eishin Amoynius is a different type of a nut She'toyrin Lum whatever it is Lum Yibardik Mevoch Aleim Beirat Priyei Tafilo Bitchilo because they taste good raw V'chol Dova HaMishkalko Bebishuloi to go to me the cows of the Yeshiban, saying, Chayim, Mevorach Aleim, Beirat Riyadomo, Mevisholim, Shahakel, Kach, Nire, L'Rabbeinu Yehuda. So, Bekitza, Rabbeinu Yehuda passed in the Korin Tarafizde, and he used his guidelines, that Bishol is only Megareya when it makes the Machol taste worse than it was before. Umiyu Harav Alfis Posak, the Slakis, the Rish, Paskin, by Slakis, Avogav, the Sanu, the Yusei, Abe, the Shulam, Oymel, Boyretri, Adome, Keravnach. The Rish Paskin, Allah, not like Rav Chisda, he Paskin, like the whole Hemshech HaGemore, that there is a Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, there's not, he's talking about one case, he's talking about another case, all speaking about the same case. die passen was auf machen wenn man schleicht es noch wochen lang bei der Priadome because der Rabchie Barabe koi nami kebos der Rabchie Barabe so ist Rabbi Echen und auch so die Meike bei der Priadome und bechol schleicht es meire Rabchie Barabe Rabchie Barabe speaking about schleicht es even if it became better it became worse aber euch in dem Istana legerierte mit der Polyglu Gemora Adodi Rabchie Barabe und Rabbi Nyomen Bar Yefes. So Rabbi Nyomen Bar Yefes, we said close speaking about even though it got worse, so Rabbi Nyomen Bar Yefes also speaking about it got worse, and according to Rabbi Nyomen Bar Yefes, you always make a bayer to your dog. Period. So that's a machloikis lahalot. Now, Taisha says something very interesting. The egg is mitugim bedvar. What happened if you fried a nut in honey? The bark all of bayer to your egg, the egg is equal. The egg is the equal. So now, the essence is a major problem over here. If a person will take a nut and cook it in water, how will it taste? It won't taste as good as it tasted. It won't be as crisp. Be, you have a soggy nut that will be tasteless. You cook it in honey, you fry it in honey, then it tastes just not. So what improved the taste of the maffle? The honey. Not the cooking process. It's the additive. That would you added honey to the egg so it tastes just not. So what is this different than Tumi Vitalcy? Tumi Vitalcy tastes like this. Thank you very much. Don't look at the
look at the bishel alone. You'll cook Tumi Vitalcy in water. What happens? It doesn't taste so good. So it comes out bishel is megareya. Ah, it tastes good. Yeah, that's the meat, but the meat you make a shakel. Because of the meat you will make a bayra priya. Dome on the kusi, on the tumi vikarsi. The tumi vikarsi is nigra al yedeya bishel. That's the beginning of Taisus. And the end of Taisus, when Taisus speaks about a nut, Taisus writes an andere diburim. Taisus says that a nut, you make a bayra priya. The egg is the eater. I, the good taste came because of the dvash. That's nothing. So it would seem from the achronim, the chilik is poshit. By the eggies, what is the purpose of frying the eggies in honey? The purpose of frying the eggies in honey is that the eggies should taste better. This whole frying process is l'toivis eggies. I want to be machshir d'achilis eggies. So memele, if the frying in honey is to make the eggies taste better, so it's considered that this process was mashbiach the eggies, even though it came about through a different additive. But the dvash is a toffel, a machshil to the eggies. Masha ain kain. When a person goes and cooks a pound of meat with three pieces of knubbel, he's not cooking the pound of meat that the knubbel should taste good. That's not his kavon over here. The meat is not a toffel to the knubbel. It's the other way around. The knubbel was put that the meat should taste good. Now, agavuche, the knubbel will also taste good because of the meat that entered the knubbel. But since the meat was not put into this tashbel, lehashbiach, the tumi vikarsi, so therefore, then we don't rechem with this shvach that the meat brought into the tumi vikarsi, and therefore you make a shahakel. Let us go further. The Gemara wants to bring another raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though it's cooked, one makes the same broche, and the bishul is not negaraya the broche. Another raya. What is the raya? I once saw Rabbi Yochanan. She'ochal zayis meliach. He once ate a salted olive. And a salted olive means not he put salt on it. It was meliach kireseach. It was mistame. It was soaking in salt. So the mailer had a din ke'ilu. It was cooked. Uborich olav tchilav esayif. And he made a broch in the beginning and a broch at the end. So the Gemara says as follows. Iyamrit bishloime shleikis bimilsayu kaimim. If you'll tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though it was cooked, it has the same broche, so then I can understand the tchila v'soif. Mitchila mevorach olav v'yre priyeitz. Ula b'soif mevorach olav broche achas meyein sholish. So that there was, so was the reason of a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Elo yamrit shleikis labim milsayu kaimi. But if you'll say shleikis through that is cooked, it's considered a different thing. It's not considered a zayis anymore. So bishleime bitchila mevoich olof shahakol niyeh bitvori. Okay, bitchila I can understand you make a shahakol. Elo lebisoif mai mevoich. But if lave milsayu kaimi, so what brocha achoyna do you make besoif? So the Gemara says, dilma boirein nefoshois rabois vechasroinon al kol mashabor. Maybe he made a boirein nefoshois. This is a very difficult Gemara to understand. What was the big deal over here? Why he couldn't figure this out himself? If you make a shahakel, you make a boir and a foshis. What was he proved that it's b'mosai kaimi because you make a brocha chayne and the brocha chayne has to be brocha achas main show. She says no, could be he made a boir and a foshis. The poshit of pshat in the Gemara is the Shleima Mishnasei says. We look at the end of Ketzad Mevorchim, we find something very interesting. The Gemara Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis says as follows: Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habeya Val Mine Kufre. If a person eats an egg or he eats meat, B'tchila Mevorech Shahakel Ulebesoif Boirei Nefoshes. You make a Boirei Nefoshes on meat. You eat a steak, you make a Boirei Nefoshes. Avo yarko, a person has vegetables, loy. On vegetables, you don't make a bayir nefoshes. Ve'ab yitzrakoma, afilu yarko. On vegetables, you also make a bayir nefoshes. Avo maya, loy. Rapopoma, afilu maya. Even on water, you make a bayir nefoshes. It seems the amayroim held that a bayri nefoshes was the whole pilpul over here. A bayri nefoshes, which others say is a reshus, so others say it was only made on a machul choshev miyoy. You see, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, you only make it on meat. You have a steak, you make a bayri nefoshes. But vegetables, you don't make a bayri nefoshes on it. So it could be, this is the poshet pshat in the Gemara. The poshet pshat is like this. If you say bimil sayu kaimi, so it's a zayis, it's mushiva saminim. Good. So you make a brocha achas miyen sholis, al horetz falaperis. But if you'll tell me, la bimil sayu kaimi, it lost the, this is not a zayis. A zayis is not cooked, is not salted. This is tamazaya psaza machalaza. So the Gemara and the Havaminel, this is not better than Yalke. And Yalke, you're not mechuyif to make a brocha chayim. So he answered him, no. It could be and Yalke, you also make a brocha chayim. This is the poshit away how you could say pshat in the Gemara. Perhaps we could say a shtikla, different oifim pshat in the Gemara, a little alpiderech achidud. And perhaps we can say a different pshat in the Gemara. We can say as follows. We once mentioned in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim, the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, Amoyre de Kechidish, that if a person eats a chotzi shir, he does not, a chotzi shir of a fruit, he does not make a boire priyeitz, he makes a shahako. Eat a chotzi shir of a yerek, he makes a shahako. And we explain the lomdus of the Rabbeinu Yoine as follows. That be'etzim there's two inyonim. There's one inyon, osa la'odom lehonis po'ilom azeh b'loi broch. A person is not allowed to have hanor without thanking the Bein Shalom. That a shahakal is sufficient. You thank the Bein Shalom, shakal ni b'dvoi. There's another din, a person has to be mahalal, he has to be mefarit on this mean, priya eitz, priya adomo. The din hillel is davke if it's a shir. If it's a choshev shir, then there's a chi of hillel. If it's a chatzi shir, then there's no chi of hillel. Then there's only a din osel adam honetz ba'ilam azeh b'loi brocha. Therefore, you make a shahaka. So it could be the pilpul in the havamina and the maskona was as follows. The gemara in the, we're having a shaila over here. If a person has a zayis, which does not taste like a zayis. That means it has the form of a zayis, but does not have the taste of a zayis. So we're saying that one makes a shahakel.
So what's that? One makes a shahakel. One makes a shahakel because could be you're missing the shiur. What are you missing? You have a zayis, and a zayis you make a bayir priyates, and you make a alhoites. What is the translation of a zayis? A zayis is an olive that tastes like an olive. So that is a zayis, and that you make a bayir priyates, and you make a alhoites. That is the complete zayis. If I go and take out the taste of the olive, I have an olive without the taste. So what do I have? I have a chatzi zayis, because you don't have the complete zayis. So the Gemara, so this is like a chatzi shir. So the Gemara said, oh, it's a chatzi shir, so good, a shahako you can make. Because the chatzi shir you make a shahako. But a broch achroini you should make, because you don't have a zayis, you have a chatzi zayis. That means you have a zayis without the tam of a zayis, because the tam was taken out through the bishul. So the Gemara asked Amir the Kekashi. So good. How can you make two brachas? Bishleim the bracha rishayni you can make a shahakel. But how could you make a bracha achrayim? It's a chatzi shir. So the Gemara says, no, not it's a chatzi shir. If a zayis that tastes, that doesn't taste like a zayis, so that's like an orange. It's a different meaning, Gansen. Not that it's a chatzi shir. You have a zayis with a taste, so it becomes a different mean. It's not a zayis, it's a nuberye. So koponim, it doesn't grow on trees, so you don't, so, but it's not a chatzi shir, it's a different mean. So therefore you can make a shahakal and a boyrin for sure.